back out in front to Peters. He misses the three. Rebound. Gardner comes away with it. Ahead to Getson. Getson has it knocked out of bounds by Carl Gaffari. And it was off a Hope College ball player. So Kalamazoo's going to get the basketball.
That was the 10th Hope College turnover of the ball game.
Carl Gaffari working against Gardner. Leaves it on the outside for Getz. To Gaffari, back to Peters. Peters, Stivey cuts him off. Benson comes over, helps by defense, and a jump ball. Peters, trying to get away from Stivey, just turned to his left out there and turned right into Benson, who grabbed the ball. So possession arrow is going to give it to the Hornets, into Peters. Peters drives, puts a hook up, good. Drove the left side, put the left-handed hook in. 45-35, hope for the lead. Stivey over to Neal, back out in front to Gardner. Gardner into the paint, little jumper with the left hand, no good. Ball underneath, taken down by the Hornets. Into the front court, Carey. Underneath the basket of the baseline, and then brings it all the way back out and puts it up on top. Kicks it with his foot and finally has to chase it to Peters up high. Peters with a couple of dribbles. Wants to go one-on-one with Cody. And puts it up. No good. Gets a rebound. Ball slapped out of his hands by Gardner. And a jump ball as going down hard to get it was Grant Neal along with number 22, Grant Carey. So two Grants fighting for the ball. Possession arrow, Hope College. Stivey gets it into Gardner. Gardner over to Stivey. Stivey back to Neal. Neal on the right side, Edson. Out to Benson, down low. And Stivey moves out.
Rockin' the Lakeshore, 92.7 The Fan.
Bicel coming in for the Hornets along with Schoenfeld. Edson used the setup play to Stivey. Stivey underneath Benson. Benson kicks it back out to Grant. Neal fires, no good with the three. And Edson's going to get the foul over the top. Went up over the back to try to get the rebound. And the ball's going to go to Kalamazoo. Three fouls on Hope in the second half, one on Kazoo. On the weave, Whitney to Gaffari. Over to the right side, Schoenfeld. Back out in front, Basel. Basel with the ball above his head. No place to go with it. Out to Whitney. Back to Gaffari. Little bounce pass underneath to Whitney. Baseline shot, good. 45-37. Hope for the lead. Gardner in and out. At the point, goes right wing, Neal. To Edson, underneath Benson. Benson works in the paint. Kicks it in the corner to Stivey for three. And Grant Neal with a rebound. Edson gets it on the fadeaway jumper inside for two. And nails it. 47-37. Hope up by 10. Bicel with the basketball, left wing. To Getz. And the traveling is the call. Getz tried to make a quick move and slipped Garber in for the Hornets. And Gardner will bring it up for Hope. 15:25 left, 47-37, Hope up by 10. Edson, right corner, Stivey underneath Benson. Benson, couple of fakes, puts it up, misses the shot underneath. Rebounded by the Hornets. Carl Gaffari with the rebound. On the outside to Whitney. Baseline. And Garber made the fake up and got Stivey up in the air. Made a nice jump, but he came down all over him. So the foul is going to go against Stivey. Caleb Byers comes in for Hope. And the Hornets will set it up underneath their own basket. To Garber in the corner. Around the screen, shot taken, good. Nice jumper by Keith Garber. sophomore out of Hastings. 47-39. Hope with the lead. Edson works his way through traffic and is able to get the layup underneath. 49-39. Hope underneath Peters. Gets away from Byers for two. 49-41. Hope with the lead in the basketball. Underneath Edson. Turnaround jumper. In and out of the basket. Rebound comes to Garber. To Whitney.
Long live Rock. 92-7 the band.
On the horn to Garber. To Peters. Peters at the point. To Whitney in the corner, and he'll bring it up on top. They run the weave all the way around the edge and then break through. And Basil tried to bounce pass to the inside, Benson got a little soccer practice in as he kicked it out with his foot. Jake Whitney in now for the Hornets. There's Josh and there's Jake. One's a junior, one's a sophomore. Different high schools, so I don't know if they're brothers or not. Peters, the base cell, nice bounce pass, shot rejected. Garber came in and Benson just rejected it. Edson for three, got the basket and a ball. Edson got a little push at the end of that one when he fired that three up, hit the deck hard, but he'll take the opportunity for 4 points.
Did that right in front of the Flying Dutchman bench, and he got a lot of hugs after that.
Second one is down and good. 53-41, Hope on top. Josh Whitney around the edge, gives it to Whitney. Jake to Bicel, back out to Peters. Underneath they go to Garber. Garber takes Gardner down there. Comes Peters, and Peters has the ball knocked out of his hands. Edson reached in and knocked it out. Got the arm. No, they're going to give it to Byers. In pass to Peters. To Garber at the point. Puts up the jumper. Short. Rebound. Gardner. Gardner walks it back. 53-41. Hope with the lead in the basketball. 13 minutes left. On the left wing to Edson for three.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, Edson warming up a little bit. Getting hotter, I might say. Has nailed a couple triples. Peters works inside. Puts the shot up. Misses. Rebound. Basel. His shot misses. Another rebound. Whitney. No good. And Byer pulls it down. Got fouled. And the foul's going to give against Garber, Keith Garber, the sophomore out of Hastings. So Hope will have the basketball. 56-41. Nice 15-point lead. As the Hornets got down to about seven earlier in this half. Caleb Byers to McMahon. Back to Gardner. Gardner. One-on-one, drives down, tried to get the shot off, has it knocked out. Benson picks it up to McMahon for three. No good. Peters with the rebound. Peters to Whitney. Josh. Josh hands it off to Garber. Back to Peters. Peters with a jumper from the baseline. No good. Gardner tips it out, and McMahon picks it up. McMahon coast to coast. Back to Edson. Over to McMahon for three, in and out of the basket. Rebound is Jake Whitney. On the left side to Garber for the Hornets. Out front, Basel. Jake Whitney on the outside, Garber. On the weave, Josh Whitney back up.
The Lakeshore's 92-7.
And the rebound again, Gardner. Ahead to Edson. Edson right down the middle. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound off the hands of Chase Basel and out of bounds to Hope College. So Otto comes in. Blackledge comes in for Hope. And Carlson's in for Hope.
I keep looking down towards the Kalamazoo bench. Mark Kapari has not made any kind of motion like he's going to come back into the game. I think he's done for the evening.
He went down hard that one time on the far side, came out and went back in, but that didn't last very long and came out again. Inbound pass is tipped and out of bounds. Getting a hand on it is Josh Whitney, and couldn't control it, but was able to tip it. Back in is Grant Carey for the Hornets. Carlson to the right wing. Underneath. Turnaround shot. No good. Underneath by Caleb Byers. Rebound to the Hornets. Josh Whitney, left wing. On the outside to Basel. Basel with a weave. Gets it back in the corner. On top to carry his shot, no good, and a foul underneath, and I think that's going to go against Otto. That's six fouls against the Flying Dutchman in this second half, three against the Hornets. Inbound pass to Getz. Getz takes it to the hole, puts it up and in. 56-43, Hope with the lead. McMahon around the horn to Byers. And Byers tried to get the pass to Blackledge and threw it way behind him. So the Hornets will get it back. As Josh Whitney. He's out of Lansing Christian. On the weave, carry back to Whitney. Inside to Peters. Peters turns around, fires away. No good. Rebound comes to the Hornets. Basel into the paint, all the way, and the ball knocked out of hands, but it's going to go against Caleb Byers.
Hope College foul number 15, Caleb Byers. That is his second. Team's seven.
And so the Hornets will go to the line with a one-on-one situation. They might even be shooting two, but I think it was on the movement toward the basket. Got the first one. Manarin Knock comes back in for Hope. He's playing with three fouls. Basel has the second one, no good. Blackledge rebounds. Out to Carlson. To Blackledge, around left side, McMahon. McMahon, no place to go. Carlson has to go deep to get the return pass. Alley-oops it underneath to Manarin Knock. Into the paint, turns around, left-hand hook, no good. Rebound, hustled for by Grant Carey. To Whitney, Josh with the basketball. Gets it underneath, and Blackledge reaches over the shoulder, knocks it out of bounds, but gets a foul. So to the line will be Peters. Peters with 13 so far in the ball game for the Hornets. Gets the first. He'll have one more. And that's good. So Peters puts in two from the free throw line. That's 15 for him tonight. McMahon to Carlson, back to McMahon. A little pressure that time put on by the Hornets. Long pass underneath. Blackledge open underneath and gets the easy two. 58-46, Hope on top. Working the outside is Whitney. Whitney gives it to Getz. Getz outside to Carey. Carey back to Peters. He fires away. This one in and out. Rebound Van Arendonk. Peters not hitting those outside shots very well. Underneath the Blackledge. Kicks it out. Otto for three. No good. Rebound underneath Peters. To Whitney. Whitney brings it up for the Hornets. Back to Peters. He's up on top. Goes to Whitney. Whitney with a circle. Starts the weave. On the outside to Getz. Gets in and out. keeps his dribble alive to Peters. Peters baseline drive, no good, but a foul.
Are they going to get Peters with that?
Or unless he stepped out of bounds.
I think he stepped out of bounds.
Hope gets a basketball. Carlson for the Flying Dutchman. Man-to-man defense, both these clubs all night long. No zone, either one. Little give and go that time between Vanaren Dosk and Blackledge. And Blackledge gets the bucket.
Gorgeous pass from Vanaren Dosk. Found Blackledge cutting underneath the basket with a nice little pass, and he was fouled. Just
little give and go there. Vanaren Dosk doing a much better job of looking for cutters when he gets the basketball. Blackledge at the lane. Puts in the free throw. So a three-point play. 61-46. Hope of the lead. Jafari underneath Peters. His shot partially blocked. Gets his own rebound. And a couple of guys battling with him. Somebody's going to get a foul. Blackledge or Vanaren Dosk.
Blackledge.
34 Blackledge.
34 Harrison Blackledge.
He had his choice that time. He could have taken either. So Blackledge with three fouls. Peters at the line. He's a good free throw shooter. Drops this one in. He'll have the second. In and out. Blackledge with a rebound. Out to Carlson. Carlson pushes up quickly, gets it to Vanaren Dosk. Left wing, McMahon back to Carlson, around the horn. Underneath, Blackledge kicks it in the corner, shot for three. Good by McMahon. Great ball movement by the second unit for the Flying Dutchman to get that open look for Corey McMahon in the corner. 64-47. Basel with a jumper, got it. It's a two-pointer. 64-49, Hope with the lead. Carlson, right side, McMahon looks underneath, gets it into Blackledge. Blackledge underneath, Vanaren Dosk, he turns, misses a little hook shot underneath. Rebound, Basel for the Hornets. To Gafari, Carl Gafari, alley-oops it underneath to Peters, kicks it on the outside, shot for three is no good by Carey. Rebound comes to Blackledge. Back out to Carlson. Into the corner. McMahon fires away. No good. Rebound taken down by the Hornets. Gets to Gafari. Carl Gafari at the right wing. Back to Peters. Peters. Vanaren Dosk one-on-one to Basel. With the weave to Gets. Back to Peters. Peters baseline. Banks it off the window and in. 64-51. 18 for Peters. McMahon underneath Otto. Otto to Blackledge. His shot off the mark. Rebound comes down to Gary. Out to Gafari. Gafari, little give and go. Carey with a shot. No good. Rebound, Vanaren Dosk. Carlson brings it back. And 60-second timeout by the Flying Dutchman as Coach Neal wants to get his starters back in for a couple of minutes of work. Yet before this one's over, we have 6:02 left. 64-51. Hope for the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, we'd like to tell you about Anchored in Hope. During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 92.7thevan.com. Look for the Anchored in Hope section. You can find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon audio podcasts of all Hope College football games from the prior season and basketball games from this season. Live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts. Photos from games and events and releases showcasing happenings around Hope College. Once again, that's the Anchored in Hope staff.
92-7, the Van.
We have 6:02 left here in this ball game, where the Flying Dutchmen have a comfortable 64-51 lead at the DeVos Fieldhouse.
Coach Dugo is going to see if his recruiting paid off last year, as he has a 6'8" freshman from Calvin Christian getting into the ball game. He's 6'8", 200 pounds, and that'll give him some height in the future. And he's going to see how well he does against 6'8" Benson, who's a sophomore this year. Hope will have the basketball. Gardner over to Edson. Edson looks inside, gets it to Benson. Benson in the paint, puts it up, way off the mark with a hook shot. Rebound gets over to Whitney. Gafari. Carl Gafari takes it, fires away, no good. Rebound Benson.
He walks.
Yeah, took an extra step out there, and he tried to find. He looked left, and there was nobody open. That's where he was going to throw the ball. And so he had to look right, and when he did that, he took the extra step. Got called for traveling, and Kalamazoo's going to get it at side court. Whitney over to Schoenfeld. Underneath they go. Back to Whitney. His turnaround shot, no good. Rebound back up and blocked partially by Caleb Byers. Schoenfeld put it back up. Oh, they're going to give it to Benson.
Yeah, he went over the back. So that's three on Benson now. So Blackledge, Benson, and Van Arendok all have three fouls.
And this one's good by Grant Carey. He'll have the second. This one rolls around and drops in. 64-53, Hope of the lead. 5 1/4 left. And away from the basketball, long ways from where I was looking.
Now the freshman had a foul against Brock Benson.
As Gardner had the ball about midcourt, and all of a sudden the whistle blows, and as Adam said, the freshman got the foul underneath. In pass to Benson. Freshman goes down, and Benson backs him down and flattens him on the court and makes a layup shot. 66-53. You're going to find this a little different than high school basketball. Back out in front, Gafari. To Whitney. DeWhitney cut him off. Back, Gafari. Takes a look around the outside. Little spin move on the inside, and tying the man up is Caleb Byers. So it's going to be possession arrow. Kalamazoo, I believe, is going to keep the basketball. Peters comes back in. Whitney slaps it. Gets it in. On the inside to Getz. Getz down the paint. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Grant Neal. Ahead to Gardner. Gardner against three black shirts. Misses the layup shot. Rebound. Taken down. Benson takes it away from the big kid. And the foul's going to go. 34. Is Whitney going to get the foul? And Benson will be at the line. This one misses. 66-53. Hope for the lead. Basel back into the ball game. And Josh Miller, the freshman out there, goes out.
Second one here from Benson.
Second one by Benson is good.
Up and down the lakeshore, it's 92-7 the Vent.
With the basketball is Whitney. Whitney gets it to Basel. Back to Gafari, who almost lost it to Peters. Out front, Basel. Basel goes to the right wing. Leaves it. Four Getz. Getz takes it to the point. 12 on the shot clock. Basel to Peters. 9-8. Peters leaves it. Shot taken wildly on the outside. No good by Getz. Rebound comes to Gardner. Good defense by the Flying Dutchman as they did not get a good shot. Gardner, right side. And it's Alex Edson spinning around against Peters. Inside. Give and go, Caleb Byers. It was Edson to Byers down low for an easy 2 points underneath by Benson. So Caleb gets a pat on the back. And Benson makes the free throw. Grant Carey back into the ball game for the Hornets. 70-53, Hope of the lead. 3:40 left. Whitney on the weave or on the outside to Basel. To Carey, baseline. He brings it down, brings it back out to the point. To the baseline. Basel works underneath and gets the bucket. Had to work hard to get it, but he worked that baseline well. Benson way up on top. Leaves it for Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner fires on the right wing. Sets up, fires off the mark. High for the rebound is Carey. Gives it to Whitney. Whitney pulls up short. Baseline, Basel. Works against Caleb Byers. Feeds it underneath. Gafari, but Caleb takes it away. Ahead to Grant. Neal to Edson, who's open. Yes! Edson had the good luck and said, well, might just as well put a three in. And nailed it from the right wing, gets a hand from the crowd. Hope 73, Kalamazoo 55, 2:47 left in the ballgame.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Alex Edson's previous career high before that basket was 26, which was set on December 29th of 2012 versus Aurora. Alex Edson setting a career high in points after that three-point basket. He now has 27. So Alex Edson feeling the groove this evening.
Well, Alex Edson had a lot to do with the victory over Kelvin on Wednesday. I think he's just kind of tuning up, giving them something to think about.
I sure hope so. I hope he doesn't run out of all those three-pointers. We could use some of those on Wednesday against Kelvin. Previous season high was 25, and believe it or not, that was on January 22nd versus Alma. So he's had some pretty hot performances here over the last week or so, Ron. And hopefully he can keep this up. And if he does, he's going to be a very tough player to stop.
Now we have some new ball players coming in for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner and Benson stay, but Campbell comes in along with Denham and Brushweiler. Whitney on the weave to Gafari. Around the home horn they go to Basel. Back to Peters at the top. Down low, a little turnaround shot in the middle by Carey. That's no good. Rebound comes to Benson. Denham. Denham will bring it up to Benson over on the left side to Gardner. And a TV, quite. A substitution.
Substitution to get Blackledge and Carlson in the game so that Gardner can check out along with Benson. So all the starters are now out of the game.
So Denham will inbound the ball from side court. Gets it to Blackledge. Back out in front to Carlson. Carlson into the corner to Campbell. Campbell back out in front Denham. Denham little bounce pass. Brushweiler. Shot by Campbell. Good! So Campbell gets his first points of the ball game. Underneath they go to Peters. Peters works against Brushweiler, puts it up and in. 76-57, hope with the lead. Campbell back in the corner underneath Brushweiler. He's back out. Campbell for three. No good. Whitney back the other end. cut off.
92.7 The Van rocks the Lakeshore with Hope College and Saugatuck High School basketball. And the best music all winter long. WYBN Saugatuck Holland.
76-59 Hope, one and a quarter left. Rushweiler over the right side to Carlson, and somebody got hit out there. In fact, Blackledge is checking his teeth right now. And Whitney's checking the side of his head to see if he's bleeding or not. As Blackledge going over and getting checked out on the far side by the trainers.
Cody Stivey checked into the ballgame.
Well, you got some pretty good names there, Adam.
I'll let you read them off.
Now it's Hope with the basketball. Campbell. Around the outside to Stivey. Back to Carlson. To Denham on the right side. He puts it up. No good. Rebound underneath by Carey. Carey back the other direction. All the way had Gafari. Gafari has it stripped out of his hands. Campbell picks up the loose ball. On the outside to Stivey. Back to Campbell. He says, I'm hot tonight. I'm going to shoot, but he misses that one. Gafari picks it up. On the outside. Working around the outside for the Hornets. They go underneath, shot miss by Warham, and put back up on the right side by Carey. Well, Alan Babbitt has given us some numbers over here. Alex Edson has 6 3-pointers in this one. Other Hope College basketball players, Steve Kramer, you remember him. He had 6 of them against Tri-State. Back on the 24th of January in 07, Jesse Reimick picked up 6 threes against Calvin on the 7th of December in 07. And Derek Vinsokuma had 6 three-pointers against Olivet on 2/27/08. So he joins a rather elite list there as to ball players that have had 6 three-pointers in a ball game, as the Flying Dutchman close it out with a 76-61 lead over the Hornets from Kalamazoo.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have extended their winning streak with a victory over Kalamazoo College 76-61. The Flying Dutchmen, Calvin, now all alone on top of the MIAA, all set for Wednesday's matchup, which now becomes a battle for first place in the MIAA conference. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Kalamazoo College. They shot 34.2% from the field, 25 of 73. They only made one three-pointer in this ballgame. They went 1 for 12 from beyond the arc, which was 8.3%. They made 10 of 14 free throws for 71.4%. Kalamazoo controlled the boards, winning the rebounding edge over Hope College. They were at a disadvantage with the height-wise, but were able to out-rebound the Flying Dutchman 45-40. They had 20 offensive boards and 25 defensive boards. They only turned over the ball 9 times. Hope College shot 44% from the field, 29-65. They were 10 of 25 from three-point land, that's 40%, and they were 8 for 10 from the free throw line. The Flying Dutchman had 40 rebounds, 11 offensive, 29 defensive, and they turned over the ball on 12 separate occasions. This season, Lawrence and Vanderswaar wants to reward Hope College basketball's players for outstanding performance. Every time the Flying Dutchman shoots 75% or better from the DeVos Fieldhouse free throw line, Lawrence and Vandersport will donate $75 to the Athletics Coming Together Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And the Flying Dutchman shot 80% from the free throw line this evening, so Lawrence and Vandersport will donate $75 to that cause. We will get the individual statistics to you here momentarily, but first we're going to be joined here by Coach Tom Davilar after this victory by the Flying Dutchman. Congratulations, Coach, on the victory.
Thanks very much.
Let's see if we can find some statistics for you. Here you go.
We're good. Go ahead.
Okay. Just a solid ball game. You guys came out, got a good start, and then just were able to go into the game and just finish it up.
Yeah, I thought we got off to a decent start again. You know, something we talked about before the game and with our guys, and so that's gotten better here the last couple of ball games. I thought defensively in the first half we were better than average. The thing that concerns me is and it was really glaring in the second half, thought, was giving up 20 offensive rebounds and getting out rebounded. You know, if that happens tonight, Lord have mercy on us on Wednesday against the Knights, because that's going to be a battle that we're going to have to be better at. And I thought the KZU kids were a little shorthanded with Mark Afari being out in the second half, but they kept battling and hurt us on the glass. Fortunately for us, they couldn't shoot it very well, and we did enough things offensively, led by Alex Edson and Brock off the bench to hold them off.
You guys had very nice ball movement in the first half, and then in the second half a little bit as well. How important was that, getting the ball around with getting the shots and getting Alex Edson open?
Well, I thought we did a good job at times with that, moving the ball in and out and around. You know, found Alex, and he was hot again, and that's always great to see. Corey McMahon off the bench also was firing from three, so that's always great when the ball's going in the basket. And, Brock, Nate early had some post presence, Nate Van Aaron dunk, and then Brock more in the second half. So that was good. It was a good effort by us. Our guys played a workmanlike game. We got the lead 10-12. I think we kind of held on. It was, I don't know if we got a little complacent or whatever, and, the rebounding is a little bit of concern, but it's a very nice win on a short turnaround with a really little time between Saturday afternoon's traveling here to practice for the Hornets. And we got a break when Mark Afari goes out. I hope that he's going to be okay, because he's a really fine offensive player, as you saw in the first part of the game.
Two of these four big games down now. Now you have Calvin coming up on Wednesday. What do you guys got to do to improve in order to beat Calvin on Wednesday?
Well, I'd say rebounding. You guys would nod your heads, and anybody who was watching here tonight would agree that. We were really good on the boards the first time against them. We have to tighten up on that. Everybody, 1 through 5, on Wednesday evening. I thought, that was a big area for us the first game. Obviously, Alex shot the ball well. You can't always count on that happening. It's nice he goes 6 and 7 again tonight from beyond the arc. But we've got to be offensively able to space the floor against him. We have some quickness at some positions. They have some size at some positions. Should be a heck of a battle. Looking forward to it. We have a short turnaround. We'll have a kind of a walk around thing tomorrow, and look at some film tonight, tomorrow, and get ready for them. And it's Hope Calvin, so you don't have to say a whole lot more than that.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us, and congratulations on the victory.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you Wednesday night.
That was Assistant Coach Tom Davilar joining us for the post game interview. Let's send it back to the studio for a 2-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Crown Motors postgame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have added another victory to their great season as the Flying Dutchmen defeat Kalamazoo College 76-61. Let's take a look at individual statistics first for Kalamazoo College. They were led in scoring by Adam Peters, who is the number 2 scorer in the MIAA conference. He had a solid ball game. He had 22 points and 11 rebounds. Chase Bandel had 11 points and 4 rebounds coming off the bench. Josh Whitney had 5 points and 3 rebounds. Carter Getz had 9 points and 3 rebounds. Keith Garber had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Mark Afari, the leading scorer in the MIAA, had 8 points and 1 rebound. All that came in the first half. He took a nasty fall early in the ball game. Came out of the ball game, came back in, but came out at some time later and was out for the majority of the last like 5 minutes of the first half. Never re-entered the game in the second half. He was on the bench next to Coach Newell and never checked into the ball game. We never really got word on how bad his injury is, but hopefully he'll be doing okay. But the leading scorer in the MIAA was forced to sit out a majority of the second, the majority of the game, to be honest, and he only ended up with 8 points and 1 rebound in the limited amount of action that he saw. And Aaron Schoenfeld had 2 points and 1 rebound, and Grant Carey also chipped in. He had 2 points, but he had 11 rebounds for the Hornets. The Hope College Flying Dutchmen were led in scoring by leading scorer on the team, Alex Edson, who again went off, setting a career high in scoring with 27 points. He had 7 rebounds and 1 assist, and he was 6 for 7 from three-point land. Alex Edson having a solid ball game. Another person that had a solid ball game was sophomore Brock Benson, who had 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists coming off the bench. And after that, no more of the Flying Dutchman in double figures. Corey McMahon had 9 points coming off the bench. That's including 3 three-pointers for him. Harrison Blackledge came off the bench and had 5 points and 3 rebounds. Cody Campbell buried a three-pointer after he got into the game late. Ben Gardner had 9 points, had 2 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. Nate Van Arendock had 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Grant Neal had 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. And Cody Stivey finishes out the scoring for the Flying Dutchman. He had 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And Ron's taking a look at the statistics. Anything that sticks out to you?
Well, what jumps right out at you, of course, is Alex Edson. You know, he had a good ball game today, and hopefully he continues on. 27 points is a nice evening's work, I would say, for most ball players. Another boy that had a pretty good outing out here was Benson, as Benson had 16 points, and that's only 2 below his career high that he had last year against Adrian. So, you know, a couple good performances here. Then the rest of the guys kind of spread it around. In addition to those two, but not many people really chipping in with a lot of points this evening.
We saw Alex Edson do this quite a bit last year. He would go off and have these games, but most of the time those were he would sit on the perimeter and just shoot. This year he has added a piece to his game, which has made him a very, very
long live rock. 92.7 The Van.
He likes to drive the lane. And he'll do it on occasion. So you can't just sit there and expect him to sit out there and take three-pointers, because once you do that, he'll drive the lane on you.
Not only will he drive the lane, but he'll rebound.
Yeah, and Alex Edson, one of the best rebounders on the team. So he's a good rebounder. He has a very sharp passer, too, because he's able to find Van Arendock and Benson and some of the other big guys underneath. So Alex Edson has improved his game tremendously from last year. And he is a very, very dangerous player, and we're going to need him to play just as well against Calvin on Wednesday night.
We're going to need a good ball game out of Stivey. He's got to, you know, find his way around with the big boys out there against Calvin. He got pushed around a little bit in that first ball game, I thought, and he's got to get some, you know, a little muscle underneath the board, because Calvin with a lot of height, and they can match him on height, so he's going to have to be physical.
Going into that ball game, both teams will be 7-1 going into Wednesday's matchup. Albion will be all alone in third place with a 5-3 record. Kalamazoo and Shrine both tied for fourth place right now, and that's going to be very interesting going down the road. But there's going to be, it looks like, a good three-way battle for those final two spots. And right now, Kalamazoo and Shrine both at 4-4. So this is going to be a trivial question for you, Ron. We have a pretty good idea who's going to be the player of the game.
I would guess it's going to have to go to Alex Edson.
Alex Edson having another solid performance. getting hot at the right time of the season. You know, we have four pivotal games coming up against the four toughest teams, the other four teams out of the five that are on top of the league, and Alex Edson is heating up at the right moment. The La Persona Salon and Spa Player of the Game is Alex Edson, and is presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. This wasn't the only Hope College ball game this evening. We'd like to congratulate Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch on another victory, extending their perfect record to 18-0. They are now 10-0 in MIAA action after an 89-43 victory over Alma College. The number two-ranked Flying Dutch have run the table so far and continue their winning ways, getting very, very close to clinching the MIAA regular season championship is the Flying Dutch of Hope College, led by Brian Morehouse. And you got anything interesting writing down there, or just game times?
Just game times.
Well, Wednesday's ball games look like this for the men. You have Calvin at Hope, which will be an 8 o'clock start. Olivet at Kalamazoo, which is also an 8 o'clock start. Trine at Adrian, which is 7:30. And then Albion at Alma, which is also at 8 o'clock. So all those games going to be going on Wednesday, and the MIAA action continues. The official attendance for this evening's ball game was 1,889 and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue, or have a cup of Simpatico coffee at the game. Hope's record improves to 13-6, and their MIAA record improves to 7-1. Kalamazoo's record falls to 9-10, and their MIAA record falls to 4-4. They are now in a tie for fourth place with Trine. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Bailey.
Bitter cold outside, hot music on your radio, 92.7 The Fan.
And finally, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van Wednesday as the rivalry continues, as Hope College hosts Calvin in a battle for first place in the MIAA. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:40. Once again, the final score, Hope College 76, Kalamazoo 61. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.
You've been listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Presented by Randy's Carpet Care, Hank's Auto Service, City Flats Hotel, Mapleview Animal Hospital, Simpatico Coffee, and Auto Body Experts. Hope Basketball is also a service of La Persona Salon and Spa, Barber Ford, Apple Valley Natural Foods, Fence Consultants, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, and Frisk Office Outfitters. This broadcast is also made possible by Shoreline Orthopedics, Mike's Mobile, Lighthouse Title Group, Hayworth Inn and Conference Center, Crown Motors, and Hope Geneva Bookstore. Hope College Basketball is a presentation of the voice of Hope College Sports, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.